Exactly right. Regardless of what your party is, this right to vote is dipped in blood. It's something we should always do. This is a critical primary. You should get out to vote this year, and should vote every election, Melissa. Now, there are some changes that people should be aware of, and it has nothing to do with party. They're just part of the law. While we're fighting some of them, they are what they are right now, and I wanted to share with you so people are not confused. Today is, or May the 6th is voting. Photo ID is not required for the 2014 election. So do not let anybody depress your right to vote. Now, poll workers may ask voters for ID, but they cannot turn the voters away if you do not have a photo ID. What they will ask voters without the ID to complete a form, that's where we are right now. People should also know that new voting laws reject ballots that are cast out of precinct. But if you go to the wrong precinct, you should be directed to the correct location and told that a ballot cast in the wrong precinct will not count. So we want to make sure people know those things so there's not misinformation out there.
So do they need to ask if that's their right precinct?
No. Not only do they need to ask, they should be told without asking.
Gotcha.
If they aren't told, they should certainly ask. And if they're not told, they should call our number, 919-682-4700, because we want to know if anybody is doing anything that's not complying, you know, with the law.
Right.
So, for instance, if you go and somebody says you need a photo ID or you get a call, that is not true. In 2014, you do not have to have a photo ID. If you don't have one, they may ask you to fill out a form, but you cannot be denied your right to vote.
This is great information, Reverend Barber.
And we wanted to make sure from the NAACP that people were not confused, because there's a lot of misdirection. Sometimes and misinformation.
Well, Reverend Barber, thank you for giving us that information. Polls are open until 7:30, so get out and vote.
And so as we always say, forward together, not one step back. Remember the people who died that we might have to get out to vote so that you can help make a difference. God bless you.